Mark him on me again.
Mark.
Send him for the retrieve.
Fetch. Fetch.
All right, guys, in this video, my wife, her 12-month-old puppy, Enoch, she's gonna be doing everything that I call out, unedited. You're gonna wanna watch this. More explanation at the end of the video. Whenever you're ready. All right, just start heeling around. All right, and pick up item.
Fetch. Front.
Heal him around with it.
Right.
Have him drop it while you're healing.
Out.
Have him pick it up and return back to
fetch.
Right.
Right.
Perfect. Okay, so now have him out it.
Out.
Send him for a bite.
Kiwa.
Yeah. All right, pick up the item. Him, call him to pick up the item.
Oh. Out, fetch, right.
Perfect, take the item from him.
Out.
Bring him over here, stick him on the box.
Place, front.
Mark him and on me, guard.
Guard.
Command.
Kiwa.
There we go. Get ready to go back on the box. Don't worry about that item.
All right. Out. Front.
Mark him on me again.
Mark.
Send him for the retrieve.
Fetch. Front.
Pretty good. Seemed like you've been practicing. What
out.
You laughing for?
We practice every day.
Mark him back on me.
Mark.
Set him on you.
Sit.
And then send him for a bite.
Kiwa.
Oh, that's a good boy. Yeah. Oh. Good, back to box.
Out, front.
All right, put him marked on me.
Mark.
Retrieve, and then see if, we'll just test this. Retrieve and see if you can get him on the box on me,
all okay? Right. Mark. Fetch. Place, front.
With the item in his mouth, yep.
Mark.
Now have him drop it and bite me.
Out. Kiwa.
There we go.
Boy.
That was good. I figured when you outed him, he would turn back towards you.
I thought he would too, honestly.
Oh, you're a big, strong guy. All right, back to you.
Out. Front.
Retrieve.
Fetch. Front.
Now, yeah, there you go. All right, so now I'm going to be away from the box. Go ahead and take that from him. I want you to have him turn around and face me while I'm moving. And as he's tracking me, then send him, okay?
Mark. Kiwa.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He's sliding so much. All right.
Out, and front.
Perfect. All right, so now, same thing again. I want you to have him track me. Don't send him on me though, okay?
Mark.
All right, and I'll set him back around to you.
Sit.
Have him mark the toy. So you can go to heel position, whatever you want.
Mark.
Put him back into heel position on there.
Right.
Good, and then turn him and mark him on that toy again.
Mark.
Have him retrieve it.
Fetch. Front.
All right, now see if you can send him from there with the toy in his mouth to a guard I'm gonna be moving, okay?
Guard. Guard.
Yep, that's good. Now have him
guard.
Out the object.
Out, guard, guard.
And command.
Kiwa.
Oh, oh man, my. He punches so hard. Yeah. Yeah. Tell mom dad needs a new suit. All right, call him back, but have him retrieve.
Out, fetch, friend.
Nice job. All right, now let's see if we can get Madman to go crazy.
Out.
All right, so have him mark me, and then try to remind him to stay on the box, but have him alert on me too. So he may try to alert at you, he may try to alert at the toy, okay?
All right.
So just mark.
And mark. Then... Alert. 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 Kiwa.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. That's good.
I'm surprised he stayed. I thought for sure he'd shoot off of there.
I figured he would too.
Kiwa.
Oh. Oh, not bad for 12 months old, right? Go ahead.
Out front.
All right, you're making me look bad, so we're going to end this video.
Stop.
That's impressive.
Very nice.
All right, so we're going to see little man here. That's good. All right, go back to healing around the room.
Right.
Very good job. All right, guys, thanks for watching. That was my wife and her 12-month-old puppy, and I want to start by saying she is not a dog trainer. She is my number one fan, my biggest supporter, and she believes in the eFlow dog training system. In fact, she spends all of her time helping me out with my videos, talking to clients, getting things set up for our school. She handles a lot of stuff on the back end. She does not participate in any training whatsoever with clients or their dogs. So let's break this down. What makes this super difficult is the fact that she's not just coming in a room and doing whatever she wants to do. She's coming in the room and she's listening and she has to perform and execute what it is that I tell her to do on the spot. And so that's why you see throughout the video, I keep raising the bar and asking for even more difficult and complex stuff. You even see some points where I'm like, let's see what happens if we do this. I want you to try to do this with them, but I expect this to happen. And so the point is, we keep raising the bar because I'm seeing, where does this dog stand? Like, where's he at? Where's his progress at? All this stuff. And they both blew me away. So let's start by breaking down what took place and what we were doing. All right. In the very beginning, we were having the dog retrieve items around me being the decoy. Now, I'm not jumping up and down and screaming, but I'm not standing still and being passive. That dog showed no interest in me whatsoever. And it's not a dog that has no desire to bite. You guys can see he absolutely loves to bite. This dog is very intense. And although he seems like he's under control, I promise you, this is also a dog that I told her, you're going to have to be careful because this is a lot of dog. And those of you who have strong dogs know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, so once we get through the retrieves and go back to healing and retrieves and back to healing, and there's a lot of things broken down inside the healing too. You know, being able to drop an item and stay focused on the handler while he's holding an item in heel position or right position, as she says, that's difficult itself too. Now, when we go over to the box, we have her taking the dog and having the dog focus on her and then doing a 180-degree turn and putting 100% attention on me, back to her, commanding bites from points like that. We also have the dog not only retrieving things around me, but also having the dog retrieve items and perform behaviors with me, which means like on the box when you saw, we had the dog retrieve an item and then sit in front of her and then turn around and mark me, guard me with the object in his mouth. That is not easy to do. It's very difficult for dogs to get them to do multiple things at the same exact time. So the next thing we have the dog doing is we have the dog staring at me and then going for what's called a blind retrieve. A blind retrieve is telling the dog to pick something up that it can't see, sending the dog for something that it cannot see. And especially even more difficult when the dog can see me. I'm in bite grasp. And the command that we're telling the dog to perform is something that involves putting their mouth on something. So it's very easy for a dog to say, oops, I thought you meant this, and just take a bite anyways. No, he 100% understood. His dedication, his comprehension to the command, 100% solid. So I'm super impressed with that. There's just so much stuff going on in our training system and so many things that she accomplished that I'm super proud of her for. The reason why I keep highlighting this, that she's not a dog trainer and the accomplishments and the young age, is because one, obviously I'm very proud. So yes, I am going to brag about it. And two, people think they have to become a dog trainer in order to do this stuff. You don't. We teach our clients this stuff all the time. Now, we have clients that range from, you know, they can barely walk their dog to clients who are doing retrieve training as well. You know, we have clients that do all types of crazy stuff with their dogs. And that's based off of dog's ability, person's ability, and their dedication to what they're trying to accomplish. But that's the same thing as everything else. And I always tell people this. If you hired the best NFL coaches in the entire world, I'm not going to play for the NFL. You could put me with the top 10 coaches, conditioners, whatever you want to call them, in the NFL, it does not mean that I have the genetic makeup or that it's going to create the desire for me to want to compete in the NFL. And sometimes people look at dog training that way. They just think that a matter of, well, if he goes through your training system, he should be able to do all that stuff too. If you don't give me a dog that's capable of doing it, it's not going to happen. If you don't give me a person that's capable of doing it or at least has the desire to do it, that's definitely not going to happen. I can't make things magically happen. Nobody can. No training system can. But I don't want you to feel like that you have to be at a certain status or a certain job or a certain career in your life to be able to perform this. You just got to want to do things with your dogs and you have to be receptive. So for those of you that are interested in our training system, check the description, visit our website. It's right behind me. I know it's kind of blurry, but it's right behind me. You can get information on there. We have workshops. We're actually getting ready to take off tomorrow to head to Wisconsin and do a workshop. We're going to be performing with people, working with people. We got school coming up in August. We have a couple spots left. And then we have September school. I think we had one spot open up because somebody transferred from September to August. But other than that, you want to know more about our training, contact us. If not, we will see you next video.